Chapter 4. When I was 5, I went to the circus with my best friend Ethan and his parents. The featured attraction was the tallest giraffe in the world, and when Ethan's dad told me this, I said, "Oh, really?" It was the first time I had ever said such a grown-up thing, and I felt old and wise beyond my years. "Take me anywhere," I thought. "A circus, a cocktail party, you name it. I can talk to grown-ups." Actually, I couldn't wait to see this giraffe. But either Ethan's dad got it wrong, or the giraffe had another engagement, because he didn't show. When I got home from the circus, I was so tired I went right upstairs to lie down on my bed. As I drifted off to sleep, my mother called me to dinner. I knew I should go downstairs to eat or I'd be in trouble. But my eyelids got heavier and heavier. Her voice got softer and softer. When I woke up, it was morning. It had been quite a day. I had started using grown-up talk, and I had defied my mother, my first steps toward independence. When Jake said, "Hey, lovebirds, we'll be leaving here in a couple of minutes. There's a car waiting outside." The first words out of my mouth were, "Oh, really?" And I suddenly flashed on that day. I concentrated on Mickey's eyes when I said this, and he stayed fixed on mine. Then he said, "Just where are we going, Jake? That's something for me to know and you to find out, huh?" I said, "Huh, why don't you take us to see the world's tallest giraffe?" Now, this didn't make any sense, but I was stalling, and once again, talking was all I could come up with. Apparently, Mickey was doing the same thing. "Yeah, Jake, why don't you take us to see the..."